This is the Bank of Cardiff. Pete, how may I help you?
Yes, hello, good morning. My name is Cindy. I'm calling from the company Kingstone Working. I would like to see if we can get a financing to buy a new machine.
Yeah, of course. Have you worked with us before?
Actually, my husband had worked with you guys before, yes.
Oh, okay,
with
perfect.
Ruben.
With Ruben?
Ruben?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And this is Kingstone?
Yes, Kingstone Work.
Kingstone Work. I got you. Sorry. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about your project. What kind of equipment are you looking at?
We're looking at a miter edge machine.
A miter edge machine. One second. I just got to grab some paperwork here. So, you're getting a miter edge machine. How much is that going to run you? Do you have a quote at all?
How much what? Sorry?
How much? Do you have a quote for the machine? Do you have a price?
Oh, that's about $30,000.
Okay, perfect. Do you have a project coming up that you have to get this done for? Or what's the purpose of bringing this on?
Yeah, because, see, we do have a few other machines that we have bought cash because, you know, the business doesn't have any credit at all. So what we're trying to do is to see if we can do it under the business credit so we can start building up the business credit.
Yeah, it is going to go under the business credit. And help you guys out there. How long have you guys been in business for?
We have been in business for more than 13 years now.
Why don't you have any business credit? Have you just not really financed anything?
No, we haven't. The only machine we have financed through you guys, it was under a different company name. It wasn't, and I don't think he ever uses the company to get that credit loan.
Mm-hmm. What'd you get from us before?
It was about like $65,000 that you got from them, right?
The loan. Oh, okay.
Yeah?
It was a working capital loan? Oh, good.
Yeah.
And you worked with Ruben? He's been here for a long time. He's a great guy. He's very good at what he does.
Yes.
So your new miter edge machine, do you have a few of them you're just adding one on, so is this one going to be more efficient?
Oh, no, we don't have a miter edge machine. We have a different type of machines because, see, what we do countertops installation, so it's a process to do the countertop. So it's a process to do the sink and all that stuff. So we have a machine for to doing the sink, for doing the cutting and all that stuff. So now this one is another machine that we need for do the miter edge granite and quartz and stuff, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So everything is a process. Yeah, everything is. So if you need, if you want your work to look very, you know, professional and everything, you gotta use, you know,
a lot
of miter
edge. Yeah. What kind of stoneworks do you guys do? It's granite. What other kind of countertops?
Granite, quartz, and pretty much all the types.
All the types of natural stones.
Countertops. Yeah.
So, do you work in this business with your husband, or how'd you get started?
Yeah, we work together and. We got started back in 2004, I think.
Nice. How did you get into the industry? Is it something you've always been doing, or?
Well, he started it as a worker. He worked for someone else, and from there he started saving money and everything, and then he started separating himself from his. Worker.
Wow, that's really risky thing to do, but I mean, it paid off for you guys. You've been around for 13 years.
Yeah.
What's the kind of return on investment here? I know it's hard to quantify. How long is it going to take for the machine to pay for itself?
it will pay by itself really fast.
Okay.
I wanna say he wants to know how long it's gonna be, like 3 year period, he said.
About 3 years. Good, good. What's your typical project like? You know, do you, is it, do you do commercial work at all, or is it mostly residential?
It's more residential. We do some commercial, but it's more residential.
Okay, okay. So you don't really have any trouble getting paid for projects, you know, do your customers pay you up front or when the job's done?
No, the way it works is that the one said the job is a go, they give us a deposit.
Oh, okay.
And then once the job is done, they give us the whatever is remaining. Yeah, we don't really have a problem getting paid because we also work for stores too. Mm-hmm. They call us and everything. So yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
We don't really have.
So you have a nice little relationship with them as well.
Mhm.
And you know, for the Edge machine, do you have a vendor in mind that you're working with right now, or?
Yeah, that's the thing though, that we gotta see if we can get approved for the credit real fast, because it's one of those deals that you gotta take it or leave it. Because mm-hmm. right now we are getting it directly from the vendor. From the supplier. Yes, from the vendor.
What's the name of the supplier? Do you know off the top of your head?
Oh,
it's okay.
Yeah, I gotta ask my husband who's gonna be the supplier.
You're gonna make him pay you $50 for it. So you're gonna charge me $50 for a lost key again.
So do you think that we can get an answer real fast? Or
oh yeah, no. If you send me in the application and the information I need today, I can give you an answer maybe by the end of today, definitely by tomorrow. And, you know, we can get this started and fund really fast. Just a few more questions.
How about if you email me the application?
Yeah, of course. Where can I send it?
Yeah, you're going to send it to Sam, S-A-M.
S-A-M? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then it's going to be kingstonework.com. That will be K-I-N-G. stonework.com.
Perfect. And are you and your husband the owners, or how does that work?
Yes. We both are the owners, yes.
50%, 50%?
Yes, 50%.
Perfect. 50. Nice. How's your credit and your husband's credit?
My credit is at 695, I think, 685, something like that. And then his credit, I'm not 100% sure.
What you ballpark is. Around, just around the same as yours, or better than yours, or worse?
Just a little bit lower than mine, a little bit.
So just around average. And what'd you guys do in sales last year? Gross annual sales.
We did about 400,000.
400,000? That's good. You guys are killing it. All right, yeah.
Yeah, well, this year we're hoping it's going to be a lot more.
Yeah.
We're pretty busy, yeah.
Good. What are you on pace for? You know, it's pretty much halfway through the year. Are you on track to beat the 400, or?
I think we already caught it.
Oh wow! So you're almost doubling up in 1 year. What are you doing differently?
Yeah.
Doing some advertising.
More stores. We have met some more people. You know. Everything is being a lot more, more busy, and the things were, like I said, we have been buying machines since we got the previous machine that we got from you guys, leased it from you guys. Since then, we have bought a machine every year.
Wow. So you're growing fat.
Yeah, last year we bought two, so.
And these are all additional? You're not really replacing any?
No, we're not replacing anything, which is additional, yeah.
Good.
Like I said, it's a process.
Mm-hmm. Have you looked into financing elsewhere? Did you, you know, you just came back to us because
you already had
a relationship and you've worked with us before?
Well, you know what? We did look, I'm not going to lie to you, but before you guys, we did look with our banking, the person we have the account with, and they just declined us right now. And, you know,
really?
I don't want to have, because it's going to appear a couple of few inquiries on my credit. My credit's still good.
It shouldn't affect it too much.
Yeah, but it does appear a lot of increase in my credit, and that's
the
whole reason why, you know. But, I don't want that to affect the process.
Exactly. And because you're a repeat customer, you're going to get one of our A-tier programs. We're big on the relationship building here. Do you have a deadline for, like, a project coming up, or you just want to get this as fast as possible?
I want to get these the fastest possible, as soon as we can, because like I said, we really need it right now, and it's one of those deals that you gotta take it or leave it. If anything comes along, we're gonna look for you guys too.
So when you say the take it or leave it deal, like, how long do you have to make a decision on that?
Well, we should have taken the decision already, like, 2-3 days ago.
So
the other bank, it was taking too long and everything, and I just called this morning and they said, you know what, we're not gonna be able to do it. So
The banks, they don't even tell you that you get declined. They just stop talking to you. They just don't even answer. I've had it happen to me before. Yeah. It sucks. I'll send you this information right here, Cindy, to the sam@kingstonework.com. And then it's a really short list of documents. You already know the process. You worked with us before. Send that over. Can you get it back to me today? It should only take like 15 minutes.
Yeah, as soon as I get it done, as soon as I get it on my email, I'll print it out, get it done, and send it back to you.
Perfect. All right.
So can you do it to the fastest you can and get it back?
I'll put this on the top of my priority list, because, you know, everyone else that I got a couple other deals that I'm working with right now, but it's not as time sensitive as yours, so we'll push you right to the front, because you worked with us before too.
Okay, awesome.
All right, I'll send that over to you in 2 minutes, Cindy.
Awesome.
All right, thank you. I'll give you a call back at the end of the day if I don't hear back, okay?
All right, thank you so very much.
Take care, Cindy. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.